Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
I used to go into the clubhouse when I would go into the clubhouse, you know, on a regular basis. And I'd just shoot the ball.
I'd sit.
I said sit.
No, you did not.
I did?
You definitely did not.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Figgy, my breakfast of choice today, it's not eggs, it's not bacon, it's not donuts, it's not cinnamon rolls, it's not an omelet, it's not French toast, it's not breakfast burritos, it's not breakfast tacos, it's not a breakfast sandwich. My breakfast today is going to be popcorn. Popcorn. Because there are two people that are going to speak today that I cannot wait to hear. I absolutely cannot wait to hear. And they represent two of the three big teams in town. Number one, Baseball Spo. Boy, Jeff Bagwell's got the internet going nuts. Jeff Bagwell does not have any love for all you dorks. He basically, in no way, shape, or form said, you baseball nerds are ruining the game, and you're trying to ruin my ball club.
He kind of did. Well, not kind of.
And you're trying to ruin my ball club. My ball club. He made it very clear. Baseball Spo was right there. I can't wait to hear what Baseball Spo has to say today around 10:45. That's number one. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of number two, nice crosstalk today.
I really think I said sit.
You did not.
Everybody says I didn't.
You did not.
I play the original one in the break for y'all.
Right, I want to hear the original one.
Did not, sir.
I need verifiable proof.
No, you did not. And that's the first time. I've never been dumped for cussing, have I, Fig?
I don't think so.
You've never been dumped for cussing.
Mm-mm. I did it by accident.
And you did it on someone else's show.
By accident. I just misspoke. I wasn't like mad.
Yeah, but you're a slime ball.
I still want to hear it, though. I'm not 100% sure. Even though Ben,
go in there.
Sean,
go in the
Seth,
other studio.
You.
Go in the other studio. No, go in there.
I believe.
No, because you're questioning everyone here. Figgy, go in there and let Figgy play it for you.
No, I'll hear it during
come
the
back
break.
In here.
I'll
come
hear,
on.
I'll hear during the break.
Goodness gracious. Number two, I cannot wait to hear Deshaun Watson. He's going to have his press conference. He will be asked about his time in Houston. He will be asked about his time off. He will be asked about a lot of things, and you will hear Deshaun Watson live right here on Sports Radio 610. Get your popcorn ready.
Nope,
it is
good.
A popcorn for breakfast type of day.
It is can't miss. I mean, I'm looking forward to both of those things. And on top of that, we have Deshaun Watson discussions today. There's some questions I want to hear, by the way. I want to see if he answers them. We also have, we've had a day to sort of digest the Jeff Bagwell Astros. Yeah.
You can't minimize it.
Dynamic.
Like
you can't.
That dude ain't no, like, that was not like some advisor talking. That was a guy who has a lot of power, a lot of passion, a lot of control, and most importantly, a lot of trust from the owner. He had gotten off a jet plane to go talk to Abreu. He's talking about all the important things. He's doing it very directly. He's not doing it smugly. I know that there's a tendency by some sports radio hosts, not myself, to overreact.
Of course not.
But you can't undersell that that guy is important. Like, there was, on top of the passing article and all the reports we saw, like, you heard that. That guy is very, very important, and he might, and I would venture to say he's one of the three most important guys in that building right now.
Oh, for sure.
So don't minimize it. I'm intrigued by it.
We know the three. I think those are the three.
I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm intrigued by it.
I actually love it, and I always try to qualify it because, you know, you have certain things that you have biases built in. I'm biased toward Jeff Bagwell, but I also think that bias.
What else are you biased towards?
I think that a lot of things. Aggies. I think Mexican food. I mean, I can make a list in the break. But that bias is reliant upon years of getting to know how this guy operates, his baseball knowledge, absolutely being blown away by some of his perspectives on baseball. I love it. I absolutely.
It could blow up. It could be bad.
Yeah.
But right now, with where they are, it's almost impossible to screw up.
I love it.
It's almost impossible to screw up at this point.
And there is a sign, since we're here, that I missed yesterday. And that's what I'm saying. We've had a day to digest it, so we're going to kind of dig in a little more. I think there's a sign of just how powerful he is that goes beyond Jose Abreu. You know, he went to just basically negotiate the deal. Or at least recruit him.
Sell the Astros.
Yeah, recruit him. Baseball's winter meetings start Saturday. I don't know if people fully understand, and I want to talk to Baseball Spo about this. Baseball's winter meetings is the biggest personnel event of the year, every year, for baseball teams. I'm already bored. And they haven't. Well, it is kind of boring.
I'm already bored.
But in terms of, like, negotiations, trades, acquisitions, everything that has to do with the inner workings of building
the winter meetings now.
Yeah, of building a roster. It is a boring thing. But what I'm saying is, in this case, Jeff Bagwell will probably be there at the winter meetings. That alone.
I don't know.
Oh, I would bet
you
on
think?
It. Absolutely.
You see how he cleaned up, too? He had a little business casual.
Who else would go at this point?
I guess Jeff will go. He'll chill.
So that to me is as big a sign as anything. Like, this guy's kind of running the show here, or at least has the strongest voice.
The time where it becomes potentially costly and it could be crazy is when they have conversations like at the trade deadline, and let's say that the Astros are a center fielder away or something like that. I feel like Jeff Bagwell. I don't know. Maybe he's different when he talks about this. I haven't heard him really talk about this topic, but I feel like Jeff Bagwell would be the kind of guy that would be like, 5 years ago, who cares about this Kyle Tucker guy? He's not going to help the ball club right now. Let's get rid of him. That's the one thing I worry about. I don't know if that's going to be true. That's where they need the balance, because Jeff Bagwell, if you go too old school,
they do need
the
balance.
A lot of people say F them prospects, and that's where they're going to have some pushback with Jeff Bagwell.
They do need the balance, but if there's one thing I know about Jeff Bagwell, and this is maybe his greatest characteristic, I don't think he'll get too emotional. He's a very reasoned guy. You can talk with him and hear, and he'll hear you. You know, so I think in that regard, he's not an emotional guy like off the cuff, you know, flippant or whatever. So I think that's a big strength for him.
I heard Seth and Sean talking about it, and I heard Seth say something. I think it was in the 8 o'clock hour. It might have been like 8:40 hour. He said something like they have like similar mannerisms or something with him and Bagwell.
Seth and
like,
Bagwell?
So I don't know if it was mannerisms, if it was like the way in which they talk, filter, something like that. Help me out, Loophole. So y'all listen all the way through to 6A to 6B. 713-572-4610. He was talking about like something similar that they do character-wise.
It can't be what I just mentioned. I think Bagwell is pretty reasoned.
What did you just mention?
And won't be, you know, flying off the handle emotional. I mean, Seth will tell you he's prone to that. I'm not.
Is he?
He'll tell you that.
Really?
I think you felt the brunt of it a couple of times. But so it must be something else besides that. Maybe mannerisms, right? Approachable. They're both approachable guys.
Is Could Bagwell be. Approachable?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Man, I don't know. Man.
Absolutely he's intimidating, approachable. No, he is intimidating.
Nah, that ain't approachable, sir.
No, but he's like, he'll talk to anybody. He'll talk to anybody.
I don't know about that.
No, he's approachable.
He's approachable for you. You followed his ass around.
Yeah.
Saw him naked all those years.
Decades.
That's approachable. That's
more than decades.
For me, I see the guy. I'm there, like, I'm intimidated. I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
You see a man naked, y'all probably have a special bond together.
I would say that's pretty
especially
fair.
When you're sitting there watching him putting his freaking underwear on and waiting to, like, get your column in or something like that. It's gracious. Dude's just
you see a man naked, you get a better relationship.
Dude's just trying to powder his nuts, and he's got some creepy dude, John Lopez.
Why am I creepy?
Got creepy ass John Lopez in his 40s, sitting there trying to ask him about the ground out in the third inning. Man, just trying to powder his nuts. You baseball writers are kind of creepy sometimes.
I'm not creepy.
That is one of the things that I'm always like.
I was anti-baseball writer when I was a columnist. Don't put me in with those guys.
I'm talking about like beat writers as a whole. Some of the old guys, they really don't know how to give the men some space when they're trying to get dressed.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like you're just sitting absolutely. There. Absolutely. The dude's got his back turned to you. He's got his boxers on. He's chilling. When he turns around, you'll be able to talk to him. You're sitting there behind my man, and he's like checking his phone and stuff. Like, I know you got a deadline, but my guy's got to get dressed.
Sometimes it's inevitable because it's the only chance you have. But I was always like, just let the guy at least get dressed. Put some pants on.
Some of those NBA guys, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They just stand there.
I told you about when Ron Artest walked by and kind of like smacked me in the leg with his dong.
Yeah.
And then looked back at me like I was like going to be his prison bitch or something.
Yeah.
That was when I was like in the Kobe scrum, and I was just like, what the hell am I going to do here?
Yeah. You can't do anything.
But
some of them are, it's like.
Some of them take extra long on purpose in the NBA.
Yes.
Russell Westbrook literally put lip balm on. I'm not kidding, for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes of lip balm. How the hell do you need 5 minutes to put the lip balm
on? Take half a second.
Yeah, he was going back and forth like it was a damn expensive lawn or something like that. Like, a lawnmower.
He's crafting it.
Yeah, going back and forth. 5 minutes of lip balm.
I always would, just give the guy a little space, let him put at least pants on, a towel or something. But sometimes it's inevitable. There's a very famous former football player in this city that was very, very proud to stand there. In all his glory, throughout the entire interview.
Showing it off?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Always got to be careful about that, dude.
Yeah. You kept your distance.
Always got to be real careful about that.
You kept your distance. There's no question about that.
Got to keep your
Got
to keep your distance. Jeff Bagwell doing his thing, man. Goodness gracious. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm infatuated with it, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I like the transparency. I think all organizations should be transparent. And some don't have to be. The Astros would not have to be, but they're being very transparent. They're being very aggressive. And the most important thing about the Astros, they're not getting complacent. They're swinging for the fences.
I think Bagwell's already. We don't know everything James Click did. But in terms of sort of like wow moves, I think he's already ahead of James Click. Right? With Abreu? Talking to Wilson Contreras, very publicly.
And I'm not a James Click guy, but I'm not going to sit here and have a showdown between him and Jeff Bagwell.
I'm talking about in terms
of
wow moves. I mean, we talked about James Click, and what did he really do? He did a lot of tinkering, but he's already done that with Abreu. The Wilson Contreras thing, who knows, which I'm sure we would love that. I know I would. Michael Conforto is another one that they're apparently talking to. That's got to be Bagwell.
What do you think Spo's going to say when he comes on today?
Very curious. What do I think he's going to say?
Are you think Bagwell won him over with some of his stuff?
Okay, let me make my prediction. I think he's going to have a yeah, but. I think
he's going to say there's a balance.
Bingo. I think he's going to say, I agree with Jeff Bagwell about how analytics is more important for pitchers than hitters. But I think that's the way he's going to come in.
You think he's coming in hot?
I think he's going to come in like, yeah, sure, that's his opinion. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
Baseball Spo around 10:45. We don't know what time Watson's going up there. He might need to be peppered a little bit before he goes to the media. What's the time frame of that, Fig?
10:45, around 10:45.
Okay, between 10:45 and 11. So we're going to have a baseball Spo, Jeff Bagwell collab. So basically just don't go anywhere the entire show. I'm also going to get you to Whiskey Talk.
Yes.
Four times throughout the course of the show. Whiskey Talk next Tuesday. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Baseball
Yellow Rose Distillery.
Baseball Spo is that last guest on Jimmy Fallon. He may or may not. He may or may not get bumped. Remember that? Like you see the intro. Oh, they're going to have Adam Spillane on tonight. And then he doesn't get on the show. because the other guests go a little long, or the songs they sing an extra song or something.
What are you trying to say right now?
He could get bumped.
What are you saying?
He could get bumped. Is what I'm trying to say.
What, like, what is that? Like, what celebrity gets bumped? Like, what is he?
Like, we've all seen, like, they end like, tonight, blah blah blah.
Yeah, who?
And then they don't show because they got the show ran long.
He's so Jamie Foxx to me.
Okay, but he's not.
He's Jamie Foxx to me.
So you would rather listen to Adam Spillane today at 10:45 than Deshaun Watson?
Yes, I would. I would. He's Jamie Foxx to me.
Figgy?
I'd rather listen to Spo right now, too.
What is wrong with you people?
We're men of the people.
I'm tired of Deshaun Watson, yeah, Deshaun, to be honest.
We haven't heard from him in months.
Oh, well, he's not going to say anything.
How do you know?
I'm legendary, you know, just going up here.
All right.
I'm ready to play ball.
All right.
My teammates.
You big boys there who are conspiring against me on everything lately, headlines included.
I'm thankful to be here.
If Adam Spillane, if Deshaun Watson.
I've never harassed anybody.
If Deshaun Watson comes on at the same time Adam Spillane is talking, you guys have to make the call. We're staying with Spillane.
Yes. Yes. That's how we think. I know you're not a fan of Spillane, but I'm a fan of Spillane. I think Spillane's a valuable asset. I apologize.
So you're not going to hit that button, Figgy.
Goodness gracious.
Stay with Spillane.
Yeah, we could push Deshaun back. We could play him in the next segment.
Wow. Deshaun getting bumped.
All right, let me put you on the spot since you want to be a hardo and call out our teammates.
I'm not a hardo.
Okay? No, for
real. I'm being realistic.
No, I'm going to ask you. If you don't want to answer, you don't have to answer.
I'll answer.
Okay?
You know me.
If you don't want to answer, you don't have to answer.
You know I'll answer.
Okay, and I want the loopholes too. 713-572-4610. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Who would you rather hear? Baseball Spo on what's going on with the Stros and Jeff Bagwell, or John McClain on a Tuesday about the Texans?
But that's not the same argument.
No, I'm asking because you're power ranking guys. You're putting Deshaun Watson ahead of the legend.
Oh, okay. Just power rank them.
Just power rank it. Go ahead.
Baseball Spo versus John McClain?
Now.
Like this week?
Just over the course of the season.
Oh, okay. So in 2022, going into 2022.
I think we have a good visit with him, but if you had a power rank, who do you want to hear most?
I'd probably say McClain. Yeah. You? By a smidge. By a smidge. I love talking with Baseball Spo. How come you're trying to turn Baseball Spo against me? I'm just being realistic here. If we got Baseball
You just called him a D-list guest.
No, I did not. Did I say that?
On the late, on
I
the
said
late
he's
show with Jimmy
bumped.
Fallon. You said he on the late show with Jimmy Fallon, he's a D-list guest.
I said he's like the guy, the last guest on Jimmy Fallon. If Deshaun Watson shows up at the same time as Adam Spillane gets bumped. I think Adam Spillane will tell you that. Right?
I don't know what he would tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to ask him. Apparently, you like that. You'd have to ask him. I didn't talk to him. You'd have to ask him. That's my opinion.
That's riveting for John Lopez.
Where'd we hear that from?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He could. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I have no clue.
It's riveting for Lopez.
You said elitist. Who I'd rather hear. I didn't say it's always riveting.
Freaking elitist.
Yeah. I did not. So who would you rather hear? Adam Spillane or John McClain? Big boy?
When the big event's going on,
yeah.
I'd rather hear Adam Spillane talk
You're
about the
lying.
Astros.
I
can tell. I know most of what McClain's going to tell
me. Oh, wow.
These days? Yeah.
I know
most of what McClain's going to say.
Ask him that next week.
I know most of what McClain's going
to
say now.
Ask him. Tell McClain next week you know more about what the Texans are doing than him. Tell him that next week.
I think I do.
Tell him that next week.
I think Sean
yeah,
does
so
too.
What?
You know that,
does,
big,
I
that,
think Seth
that
does.
Big belly laugh that he has?
I think, I think Sean does. I think Seth does.
So Landry's going to say, John, by the way, we talked about this last week. I know
McClain's
more.
McClain's Olajuwon on the Raptors. Let's be honest. Let's not back me into a corner. Okay?
No,
like,
I'm
if
not.
We want to talk about if we want to talk about Akeem with the Rockets, we can do that. He's Olajuwon with the Raptors.
He is not.
If we're
or Jordan
honest,
with the Wizards.
Not even that.
So next week you're
and God bless him, but let's be honest. Well, let's not act like I'm talking about prime John McClain.
All right. So we'll do an air pinky promise.
God, we go to hell every time we talk.
let's do an air pinky promise here. Next Tuesday, John McClain's here. At some point, you're going to say, by the way, John, I know more about what's going on with the Texans than you.
Right now? Yes. 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 Yes.
All right. I'll be here for it.
I follow it more closely than
I'll time. Be here for it.
Let's do it. Let's see if it's a leg hiking. Leg hiking 11:20 on Tuesday. And by the way, me and John do love each other. Coming up, the best talking points with Deshaun Watson. The stuff that generated the most emotion. We're going to go through it all, relive it. It's going to be a fun, fun time. We'll hear from the man himself. We'll also hear from Baseball Spo. In the Loop continues next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, most intense Deshaun Watson talking points over time. I just want to go through these. I want to relive them. What did you think then? Now that time has passed, what do you think now? Let's just start it off. 713-572-4610. We're going to hear from the man himself as well. Get you to that whiskey talk next Tuesday at Yellow Rose Distilling. In this hour, we'll also hear from Baseball Spo, who apparently Lopez is not a big fan of.
I'm a huge fan.
I think he's the best.
I am too.
It all started leading up to the draft. There was discussion over Mitchell Trubisky, Patrick Mahomes, or Deshaun Watson. That was the debate. We didn't even know that the Texans were going to be involved in this. There was talk that maybe Bill O'Brien liked Patrick Mahomes, and there was also kind of a strange feeling in that you were through the Brock Osweiler thing, you didn't feel great about Tom Savage, well, maybe some did, and you didn't really know, but in this debate, where did you sit? I was Watson. I'll be honest. I didn't think Patrick Mahomes was going to be this good in the NFL. If I would be lying, and I don't. Obviously, nobody did because he would have been the number one pick, no questions asked.
Yeah.
But I was a Deshaun Watson guy when it came to which of these quarterbacks would you most like to have, which is why I was so excited when Rick Smith traded up and drafted him.
I liked Mahomes. Didn't like Trubisky. I was all about Deshaun Watson as well. Remember, we had Mahomes on Radio Row here when the Super Bowl was here, right before the draft, and really impressive guy. And I know his agent, relatively well, and was talking about him. And I was really intrigued by the potential, like everybody else. But Deshaun Watson had done it, at the highest level. And we talked about his games against Alabama and all that. So I was absolutely Deshaun.
So then we're going through the most polarizing talking points of the Deshaun Watson era. And when we're leaving the off-field stuff off, you had the Deshaun Watson or Tom Savage argument, which I always thought was silly. Deshaun Watson didn't start. Tom Savage played a half. And then remember the agent said that Tom Savage earned it and all that. But Deshaun Watson or Tom Savage, it was a debate. It always seemed like people were trying to be smart football guy. Hey, he knows the system, the offensive line. I don't care. Deshaun Watson was the guy. He ended up being the guy. But there was a time when it was Deshaun Watson or Tom Savage.
It was comical to me. I mean, it was a joke that Tom Savage, and I didn't have anything against Tom Savage. I mean,
Come on, man.
And it was like, well, the offensive line's bad. Okay, well, Tom Savage ain't going to get away from anything.
Exactly.
Man.
And who was Bill O'Brien trying to fool? No, everybody saw it.
So then you had the injury of Deshaun Watson. And I think that the rookie year, that stretch, was probably the most fun that I've had watching the Texans. in a while. I mean, everybody was excited. Everybody was feeling good. The beatdown of the Tennessee Titans. But then you had the injury. And there was questions. There were moderate questions about the injury concerns for Deshaun Watson because it was the second time he'd torn an ACL. But you felt pretty good, I would say. I don't think that was too polarizing. You thought he was going to be back.
I thought my feeling, and I think the predominant feeling was, well, darn, you know, now we got to wait some more. And he made it worthwhile. I mean, he came back strong. I mean, immediately.
Then the next debate. Tell me if you remember this. God, there's so many layers. There's so many layers to this onion. Got to fix the offensive line. Can't have Julian Davenport at left tackle. Got to fix that offensive line. We had the Matt Khalil saga. We had the Laremy Tunsil trade. We had all the draft picks on offensive linemen. Got to fix the offensive line. It was never ending with Deshaun Watson. Feels like we still got those same problems despite all the assets invested.
We're in the neighborhood of those same problems. Julian Davenport was a name that was often talked about.
Games. They did win 11 games.
Often talked about. The Khalil thing was an absolute joke.
That was embarrassing.
Bill O'Brien embarrassed himself. Over all that. But it was still a matter of Deshaun Watson making him look good.
Is Bill O'Brien holding Deshaun back? Yeah. That was the question that emerged, and that was one of the talking points that took place all the way through week four of the 2020 season. It became is Bill O'Brien holding him back as a coach and then as a general manager? And then we had the DeAndre Hopkins trade, which generated all kinds of dialogue. In hindsight, I wish Deshaun would have said something and been a little bit more vocal about his displeasure of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. I think it would have been a good thing because he was going to get his contract no matter what. I kind of felt like that was a chance to make some sort of power play and say, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to stand for this.
Let's go back to, is Bob holding him back first? B.O.B.
Yeah.
Because that was a big discussion that I think led to the nuke discussion. Because, you know, he was at his best when he just stepped in and B.O.B. didn't have a chance and the offensive coordinator, Jim Kelly, to kind of overcoach him and limit him. So then you get rid of nuke. Remember the I think it was an Instagram video where he was with his agent when the news dropped that Nuke was traded?
They said there was a video. We never saw.
Or whatever it was. So I'm with you. I think had that been a bigger stink right there, maybe things would have changed in his favor a little sooner.
Then you had the contract talk. Patrick Mahomes gets his. What's going to happen with Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson gets his contract. COVID year galore. Really, you could just go through all of the 2020 year, and there's just so much stuff going on. You had O'Brien getting fired. You had, I think Sarah Barshop snitched on him for not having masks at the cheesesteak shop.
Yeah, he opened his second one.
Yeah.
And it ended up getting fined. A lot of players that were there got fined.
Yeah, it was the mask gate. And you just had a lot of stuff go on in the COVID year. Then you had the trade demand. And then you had the longest trade standoff ever, not to mention the off-field stuff. So those are the most polarizing things. Trubisky, Mahomes or Watson, Savage or Watson, injury, the concern, the future, the offensive line chaos. Is Bill O'Brien holding him back? The nuke trade, the contract talk, the COVID year galore, the trade demand, and then the longest trade standoff ever.
Which one was the tipping point for Deshaun? Which one did he go home that night and say, man, I can't. I'm out of here.
What was the tipping point?
Yeah. Which one of these moments was the tipping
point? For why he wanted to get traded?
Yeah.
I think when Jack Easterby was on the plane and went and got Caserio, I mean, if you ask him, I think he wanted more. But the other thing about
I think it was a nuke trade.
Well, here's the other thing. You know what else they say Deshaun Watson wanted? I'm not sure if he did or not. To go play for Brian Flores in Miami.
Yeah.
Is he sure that wouldn't have been like kind of O'Brien-like? Because Tua basically wanted to quit football.
Yeah.
But he kind of liked O'Brien, though, right?
He did. Mm-hmm. He did. But was O'Brien good for him?
Right.
I don't know.
I think it was the nuke trade. After that, he was just out.
I think if they would have got another GM, Jack probably wouldn't have been there. That GM probably would have cleaned house. But that knowing that Jack is the one that runs Caserio here.
Yeah.
Then he I think that was the tipping point.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from the man himself. We're also going to hear from Baseball Spo. It's going to be a very, very entertaining next hour on In the Loop. Baseball Spo, how up in his feelings is he about the Jeff Bagwell sweeping aside of analytics? And Deshaun Watson, what's he got to say as he anticipates his return to Houston, his return to an NFL football field? Stacked edition of In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Only your first 2 visits are in person. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Sports Spotlight, delivered by Driveway.com.
Thanksgiving weekend filled with pro football did not disappoint. Fans witnessed last-second field goals and touchdowns to close out Week 12, as analysts are looking forward to an exciting month of December.
Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Driveway.com, car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Qatar, here we come.
Christian's travel agency has one
goal.
Talk
to you soon.
The world's biggest soccer tourney.
The hotel is 7 miles from the stadium. Are you serious? Did you email the transportation company?
Now he needs an Arabic interpreter on his roster.
I don't speak it either.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
What are we doing, man? Is 3 months not enough time to get ready to actually face the music? Like, what are we doing here? Today is the day, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Today is the day that we were supposed to hear Deshaun Watson speak for the first time in anticipation of the Texans taking on the Browns. We have some breaking news here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, this effing guy.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, so now the Browns this morning, they send out their list of players that are going to be speaking. Deshaun Watson not on the list. So normally this is when the starting quarterback speaks for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson not on the list. You know what I think might be happening?
What's that?
Maybe Kevin Stefanski doesn't want to announce Deshaun's the quarterback because he's got that Lovie Smith thought. This is a competitive advantage.
All right, I have some thoughts on this. I'm an amateur public relations guy, an amateur psychologist. Those are my side gigs on a very, very low level. But whomever is advising Deshaun Watson, if in fact it is Deshaun Watson's call here, because Figgy, you made a good point. This might have been the Browns saying, yeah, we don't want that heat. We don't want all that attention on us right now, blah, 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 blah. Either way, this makes it worse. Like when they're saying, okay, what happens if we talk? What happens if we don't talk? If you talk, you get it done. You get your cursory questions out. You know what questions are coming. He gets to speak in his own voice, get it out of the way. Boom, boom, boom. You're on your way to Thursday and game week and the rest of game week. This makes it worse. What are you thinking? He looks bad, whether it was the Browns' decision or his decision. He's going to look bad by not participating in the media availability today. And then the other thing that I think is more important, it'll be worse when he does talk. It's going to be, even worse. The questions more pointed, maybe even questions about backing out of this thing. And then, worst case scenario, the third thing.
It's been August 18th last time he spoke.
Yeah.
So you didn't, 3 months plus, didn't have you ready to go?
He looks bad. They look bad.
Come on, man. Making more of it. Just go about
exactly.
Your business.
It'll be worse.
When have they decided not to start him for this game?
They're going to start him.
And then here's the worst thing of all. You're putting it on other people to speak for you. That's weak, man.
Well, it might be
I
them.
Thought you
it
were.
It might be them.
It
John.
Might be the Browns. I said up front, it might be the Browns. But even then, the Browns are putting it on other people to speak on behalf of Deshaun Watson. What is Kevin Stefanski going to talk about today? Who are the other players on the list that you got, Figgy? What are they going to talk about today? What are they going to be asked about? Who's on the list? You know?
Nah, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? What are they going to be asked about? Deshaun Watson returning to Houston. Yeah. This is weak. Week, week. Who makes these decisions? How can you be so ignorant to simple public relations, simple propriety? How can you be that ignorant?
Damn, Deshaun. Wanted to hear what he had to say. Adam Spillane's in the building. Spo, Deshaun Watson, he's not on the media availability list. Starting quarterback supposed to speak, not speaking.
You're not speaking this week?
I don't know. I, not speaking today.
Not speaking on today, the list. Which is normal day. He was not on the list that they put out. And you were walking in when I said that. I think how tone deaf, how ignorant to basic public relations do you have to be?
You know what Stefanski should say, though?
What?
I don't have to tell you guys who my quarterback is because it gives a competitive advantage.
To the Houston Texans?
Look, we're not going to deal in hypotheticals. I don't have to tell you who my quarterback is until the starting lineup. We had a starting lineup last week, okay? We're going to have a starting quarterback after that, okay? I don't have to tell you guys. All right, now, Brooks, if you have a question, hold on. Let's get someone else in here. Jonathan, I don't need your help either, okay? All right? Let's go. Oh, Kevin Stefanski.
I get blown away by just, these are major billion-dollar corporations. They can't do the simplest things right.
This is 3 months to prepare for, sir.
Yeah, it was August 18th.
Yes, like this is like it's like I understand like early on in the process. First of all, I think the process is going to intensify, mm-hmm. but like this was all you had to even think about for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be back. How are we going to get him acclimated to things? Like, from a competitive standpoint, how are we going to have him ready to go with the first team? Oh, PR-wise, he's going to have his press conference just like everyone else does on Wednesday. You throw him out there on Wednesday, it's going to be the same thing. Now, all of a sudden, you've got people in Cleveland who are ready to cover this thing. They're lined up. They're getting ready. You're not putting him out there. So whenever he goes out there, it's even worse for him, just like you said. How do these people have jobs? Would Nick Caserio say they're good at their jobs? I don't know. He's the one who, like, is the one that's capable. Nick Caserio is the one who tells people who's good, at their job. Are they good? Is the Browns PR Nick Caserio?
Or Deshaun's PR?
Smuggy Nick. No. Smuggy yeah. Nick. Is the Browns PR good at their job? 713-572-46. Who knows? Maybe I'm one of the media types that's not good at mine. Sir? Just want to know. Because I don't think they're handling this right. I'm not going to be.
Oh, no,
I'm not a big enough weasel. Yeah. And I don't think highly enough of myself to say, well, they're just not good at their jobs. Because I'm sure they might be.
No, they're not.
This is a bad decision. This is a bad decision.
Your thoughts?
I mean, I wouldn't want Deshaun Watson speaking either. Every time he speaks, it goes really, really poorly. So,
but he has
worse
to.
This way.
Oh, well, this whole thing's going to be bad. So, yeah, he just needs to get it out of the way. He's going to have to deal with it now during the week. He's going to have to deal with it after the game Sunday. I'm looking forward to hearing from him on Sunday after that game. But, yeah, whenever he opens his mouth, really bad stuff comes out of it. And it's just I would try to keep him away from the media, too.
Yeah.
Man, I'm surprised he hadn't done like some sort of sit down. I thought he was going to, because I heard the word on the street was that he was going to have before the.
Wouldn't he have a documentary or something?
Yes. Yeah. Remember when Jim Trotter teased
remember that?
Yeah, that was one of the worst kept secrets. So before the legal stuff came up, Deshaun Watson was basically going to have a documentary like showing how he was going to force his way out of town. I think Michael Smith and Michael Hawley were going to have like the upper hand in it. And that's how Jim Trotter knew. Because Jim Trotter now does a podcast with Michael Hawley. Mm-hmm. See, you can learn some stuff if you listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I can just tell you how it's going to work.
I'll make note of that.
Just, hey. But that's what was going to happen. That was the plan. The plan was Michael Hawley, Michael Smith, and we've said this throughout, they were going to have like some sort of documentary. I know Brian Burney's, he's a little too loud. He talks to too many people.
Yeah, he does.
But they were going to have like a documentary of like the revolutionary forcing your way out of town thing, and that's why Jim Trotter was with Rich Eisen. He's like, oh, well, never mind. Not going to say anything. Not going to say anything. And all of a sudden, boom, Tony Busby drops his stuff, and that's what happens. I think that documentary's gone. And you can't have
I'm guessing.
Unless you're going to give me the legal stuff, too, you can't really have that documentary in good taste.
No. You know, you can't do it.
I'd pay big money for whatever on the cutting room floor, though.
Oh, for sure.
Because I would love to see how that whole thing went down and how he's trying to decide, oh, yeah, this is the hand that we're going to play.
Or maybe this is going to be like the Jordan one. It's going to be 25 years from now, 20 years from now, and we're going to get it all.
You know what Deshaun strikes me as? And as a reality TV junkie, hell, I watched Love Island yesterday up till I did not know that there's more new episodes coming. I thought I was going to be able to binge 10 episodes of Love Island. But the worst thing about reality shows is when they're too fake. I know they're fake, but I could see Deshaun Watson having like a reality show where he basically like reacts like what happened and like Jilly's in it. And she's like, oh my God, he is cheating on me with these massage therapists. Let me see your Instagram. Let me see your Instagram. Something like that.
We have some baseball to talk about.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. Baseball, Spoh. By the way, Lopez basically called you a D-list guest.
Were you listening?
No, but I saw the poll.
That he's being lame.
He said Spo might get bumped. I said you're more important than Deshaun.
I said,
well, first of all, I'm not. So let's make that clear.
I said Spo would say this. I said that if Deshaun Watson, when he was scheduled to speak, was supposed to be about 10:45, about right now, 10:50. Mm-hmm. I said if Adam Spillane is on when Deshaun hits the podium, Adam's going to be like that last guest on Jimmy Fallon. You get bumped.
And I
come back tomorrow.
Well, I'm not coming back tomorrow.
Well,
but,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he's like, he said, he turned that into, I hate Adam Spillane. I said, Adam will tell you that.
And then he took a shot at McClain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, I said, who do you like better as a guest, McClain or Spo? It was a question.
And then he said, McClain is basically Olajuwon with the Raptors.
I don't think I said basically, but neither here nor there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place.
exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Give you a chance to participate in some whiskey talk. Well, first of four chances here on Sports Radio 610, one of the best things we do.
The holiday season is here, and another Yellow Rose Whiskey Talk with Sean Pendergast holiday special is coming next Tuesday. Be caller number 5 right now, and you and a guest will be joining us at this exclusive event. Call now, 713-572-4610. Be caller number 5 to 713-572-4610, and you're on your way to the Yellow Rose Distillery for our special holiday whiskey talk next Tuesday night.
All right, two guys that were actually selected with Texans draft picks will speak today for the Cleveland Browns. Denzel Ward, he was that first rounder in 2018. And then Nick Chubb, who was that second rounder that the Texans sent to Brock Osweiler. They'll speak, but no Deshaun Watson. Normally it's the quarterback, no Deshaun Watson today. We'll monitor the situation closely. Maybe they send him out there tomorrow. Maybe they send him out there the next day. But Deshaun Watson was, we thought was going to speak today. He is not. Check out the Utopia podcast with Sean Pendergast and in his prime, John McClain. They will have a mailbag Wednesday.
Is that what you said earlier?
Today, no. He's as good as he ever was, okay? I was just kidding. Check it out on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast. Coming up, boy, Jeff Bagwell's got no love for the stat geeks. Some have accused Adam Spillane of being a stat geek.
Some.
He talked to Jeff Bagwell yesterday,
looking in the mirror?
And I cannot wait to hear what Adam Spillane has to say about the new man in charge of the best team in town. Don't let anyone tell you different. The King Jeff Bagwell spoke. We are going to get Baseball Spo's reaction next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.